It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We are glad to be recording another program of the fine City Desk podcast. We're recording this program on Thursday, February 23 at 10:29 in the morning. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi, where are we?
Good morning. Good morning. We are at the Mardi Gras Museum, also known as the Old Magnolia House. And kind of to make the theme of our podcast today to be all about Mardi Gras.
And Mardi Gras, when people think of Mardi Gras, they just think of the parades. But we have a special guest with us today who is with a crew that has just been resurging in the last several years, and that is the crew of Neptune. And we want to welcome who, in real life, he is the front office manager over at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, but he also, behind the scenes, is one of the leaders of Neptune, and that is our friend Chet Landry. Good morning, Chet.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing just good. Give people an idea. They don't realize that when they see those parades, they think that is carnival, but there's a lot more to it.
The parades are a lot of carnival, and we try to focus on parades as that, for us, in carnival season is like kind of the epiphany of it all. However, we do a lot throughout the year. We have a golf tournament. It's a benefit for Mended. Well, typically it's for Mended Little Heart. So we give all of our money to that. We have a huge silent auction for them. We give back to the community a little bit. We have parties. We have parties and parties and parties. We have we introduce. In our fall party, we introduce our theme every year, and around the October-November time frame, we introduce our theme to our crew. At that time, we introduce them to what the whole concept is going to be for the year. We throw things together. We have a crawfish boil every year. We have we have our halfway, which we're thinking about putting a halfway to Mardi Gras party together this year, just because, you know, we need another Mardi Gras party when it's not Mardi Gras. but we have our ball mask every year is usually two Saturdays before. Our parade happens, Neptune Saturday happens, this year will be on the 25th, it's the Saturday before Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. This year we're adding something new to the mix. We're having an after party that we're calling Neptunalia. I wasn't really sure where Gerald's our president, wasn't really sure where he came up with that title, but that's still a celebration that happens. I should know if Neptune is Greek or Roman. He's one of them. Neptune mm-hmm. and Poseidon are the same person. Just mm-hmm. I can't remember which is which. But this is a celebration that honors Neptune still over on the other side of the world every year. So we this is our version of it as we have it over here. It's going to be at the Hard Rock at Hard Rock Live, and it's going to be after the parade. So our parade rolls at 5:30. This after party doors open at 7:30. It's going to be at Hard Rock Live, and we have DJ Hyphy is going to start the night out. Then we're going to have No Limits, which is one of in my opinion, the best party band in the world.
They're from Salt Lake City?
They are. They're from Salt Lake City, Utah. They're some good old-fashioned Mormon kids, but they kill it. They will literally play from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Now, they have two breaks built into that, but they're coming and going the whole time, so the music never stops. It's mm-hmm. for 4 hours. It doesn't stop. It's medley after song, and it's everything's choreographed. We have the guys over at all of our tech staff over at the Hard Rock Live are going to have lights and smoke and the whole nine yards. We've been putting this together now for a number of months, and we're real excited about it. It's the first annual that we've actually had this for.
Okay, so he got a huge promo in there for that after party, which we're delighted to do. But let's back up for a minute, because you had an event over at the Civic Center? Tell people what that was, where you just made all kind of announcements with royalty and everything else.
So at the Civic Center, you're talking about last week, was our ball mask. And we had we showed everyone kind of in the crew kind of knew or had an idea of where our court was. The night before the ball, we actually hand off the crown from the king and queen of the current season to the king and queen of the new season. So that was Brigadier General Rich Moss and Taylor Pilger. They were our king and queen last year. We handed off to Tom Wiltz and Lana Sauls, who are our king and queen this year. And then we announced all royalty. I would give you all the names, but they're going to escape me eventually.
Well, let's jump to the theme. Come on now. Y'all really went out there for this. Steve, listen to this, William. You're going to love it.
Yes, our theme, we picked three. We fully developed three themes probably back in April, May of last year. We voted on them, and the vote was unanimous. And our theme this year is Neptune. Neptune makes America great again.
Ah, okay.
So basically what it is we're poking fun at the political landscape that we all were able to witness this year and how it has so drastically changed from what we may have remembered even in 4 to 8 years in the past. But what we did was we honored what we as Americans have here in this country that makes us great. We have the Western expansion, and we have the birth of the automobile, the birth of rock and roll. All of our dukes are personifying major events that make America great, and all of our maids are personifying locations, the French Quarter and Miami South Beach and Las Vegas. They're personifying locations that make America great.
So thought really does go into this. Now, before you go to answer that, you had kind of like a sneak preview parade just here the other day, and it was actually on the interstate.
It was. We Rizzuto and Company is the firm that builds the floats. We rent them. Jack Rizzuto, he designs all the floats. Now the theme for the floats didn't necessarily match the theme for our, which is, yeah, you'll see it. I think the theme for the floats this year is through the eyes of children, which will be entertaining to say the very least. But we have about 17 floats, 16 or 17 floats that we'll have our members and our court and our past court, our royalty, Grand Marshal will all be on those floats. We rent them, and they're in New Orleans. They have to come across the high rise, across the Long Bridge, all the way down I-10, and they can't go any more than 25 miles an hour. Those tires are not rated for high speed. So naturally, we have a police escort, a police officer in between each float. But you're right, it was a little sneak preview as they came over the high rise and over the long span into I-10, and I believe they got off around Cowan Lorraine, but it's a 25 mile per hour dirge all the way. It's about a 5.5-6 hour trip from New Orleans.
We're not talking about hay wagons here though either, are we?
Absolutely not. We have anywhere from 40 to 60 foot floats. Only probably 6 of them are single decker floats. The rest of them have 2 floors. So we have the floats this year are amazing. They're gorgeous. The King and Queen's floats, the King's float we used last year, and it's been revamped. It looks beautiful. Yeah, they're huge floats. We had some rooftop issues that we had to cut the rooftop of them off, or we had Rizzuto cut the rooftop off because we have some they're not low hanging for us, but some low hanging traffic lights for these floats. We couldn't have them over 14 or 15 feet high, but they're up there.
Your guy Dallas called us the other day, and we've already had to move a couple of traffic signals to accommodate the floats. The other thing, though, is give people an idea of what they're going to see with this parade. It starts on Saturday at 5:30 in downtown Biloxi. The route is on our city website, but give people an idea. You got some info on the Grand Marshal, I believe, and also you're going to tell us generally what some of the throws are, too.
Absolutely. We do a lot of, because it's a night parade, we try to stress a lot of LED lighting for our throws. We have some light up tridents. We have our crest beads. We have the regular beads. We also have light up beads that swirl LED lights behind them. We have our theme, Neptune Makes America Great Again. We have an actual logo for that, and it's kind of exemplifies again what we mentioned before, the themes and events and places that make America great. So there's a specific bead for that that also has light up. We have because we're Neptune, because we're under the sea, we have some seahorses and some starfish beads that light up. There's a lot of rings that light up, bouncy balls that light up. There's a lot of light up gifts. All of our maids, our dukes, and our king and queen have their own beads. Again, those two all light up. We throw as much light up items as we possibly can. The tridents are a big favorite. It's about 2.5 feet long. It's got blue LED lights and it blinks and swirls around. And that's a really, really big crowd favorite. But you're gonna see just about 70. I believe we have about 70 units. That includes the Honey Island Clydesdales, which are just in the Budweiser commercial for the Super Bowl. We have the Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. which is going to be interesting. They have the car. They have the proton packs, the whole nine yards. We have about 12 marching bands, which mm-hmm. is probably 4 or 5 more than we had last year. Those bands will stop at City Hall mm-hmm. and play 60 to 90 seconds of music and carry on. We'll have a toast at City Hall with the mayor, with the king and queen. You're going to look at probably 16 or 17 crew floats. I mentioned the marching bands, and then we have outside floats that are coming in as well. We have probably another 15 or 20 of those outside floats.
What's the weather forecast that you've heard about, and who's the Grand Marshal?
Weather forecast, I don't know what we did to deserve, but we're looking at a high of 68, 69, 70 maybe, a low of, I think it said 45. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at about a 60 to 65 degree temperature when the parade rolls, and crystal clear, sunny, and no clouds in the sky. Grand Marshal, our Grand Marshal is, let me pull it up here, I just had it.
Sackett, what do you think so far? What have you heard? And what do you like? What you've heard?
Well, let me see. Thomas Edison for the light bulb and sound. George Westinghouse for the air brakes. Okay. Then we had, let me think of somebody else that we had here. Oh, the first talking picture, which was Warner Brothers and Al Jolson, so they can do duel on that type of situation. Mm-hmm. Then we have Mr. Stevenson. Aha, Stevenson with a steam locomotive. And, of course, Mr. Robert Fulton with a steamboat. So these are all things that made America great again. I'm back on your original theme.
There you go. Yeah, we're making America great again. Along those same lines, we have Major General James Garner. Who is our Grand Marshal. He was there just there yesterday, took a look at his float. He's going to have some folks there on the float with him. He's highly decorated officer with the Army.
So you're following President Trump's lead here with all the military people in different key positions. Is that what I'm seeing? You had Rich Moss and you got General Garner. I mean, what's going on with that?
Sure.
and then we had Orville Wright, there were the aeroplane.
So the big thing is people need to get here early. They don't need to be waiting till 5 or 5:30. They want to come early, and your route is going to be just a beautiful route through downtown Biloxi. We've got it on our website, but any other advice you have for people?
Yeah, get there early and have a good time. I mean, there's going to be it's going to be safe. There's a huge police presence. Because it's a night parade, there's a stigma that they're less safe. That's not the case at all. We had zero issues last year. We had zero issues the year before. This is, I believe, our third year to roll at night. The police, they love working our route because we only have one block where we're actually closing 90. We come down Main, we go up Lemieux. That's the last time we hit 90. We turn right at Nativity on Howard, and then we turn again right on Kivett and go all the way up to the IP. So it's a fun route. Typically, there's a lot of space to stand on Kivett south of the tracks.
Kivett
north of the tracks. Yes.
And we have restrooms out there all over. We have the first aid stations are noted on the map. Okay, I know you've got places to go, but give people an idea. Y'all have an online presence, and I think just pretty much anybody with money can join Neptune, right?
Pretty much. That's how it works. www.crewofneptune.org. And if you're not from this area, crew is spelled K-R-E-W-E. It's a common misconception. Again, yeah, www.crewofneptune.org. There's a spot there to join. You just submit an application, put a deposit, and then all of the boarded officers typically vote. You don't usually not get voted in if you've put a deposit. I mean, I'm just going to...
How did you get in? What do you mean, this thing about you got to choose people?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the charter. We don't quote let just anybody in the crew. We let just about anybody in the crew. So if you want to join a crew, you want to have a good time, you want to party, and you want to have the camaraderie with the guys, the crew of Neptune is for you.
Oh, Chet, I want to thank you very much. We wish you the best with this parade, and just remember there are going to be a lot of people out there hollering at you.
That's right. We got stuff to throw. We got plenty of things to throw. So put your hands up in the air. Throw me something, mister. We got something for you.
Chet Landry, officer with the crew of Neptune, we want to thank you for being here. Cecilia, we've got a couple of other parades happening. We've got the Coronation Ball. It's going to be on Monday night at the Coast Coliseum for Gulf Coast Carnival. And then on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, don't we have a parade?
That's the big parade for the Gulf Coast Carnival Association. It'll be... of course, Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday, and all that information is on our website, list of the maps, of course, for Neptune and for the Gulf Coast Carnival Association, the route, so you can see where they're going and the times and everything like that. We also have a video on there by Major Jim Adama with the Biloxi Police Department, and it's about a 2-minute video, and he gives a lot of safety tips for people during the Mardi Gras, how to stay safe, you know, just to be mindful of the traffic and the parking. And one big thing that the police department wanted me to mention that's not on the video, though, is to be mindful that during Mardi Gras season, because there's a lot going around, a lot of people running around, at times children do get separated from the parents, and if they have any... and they get lost, pretty much. So for any lost children, just go to a police officer. The child can go to the police officer, or the parent can go to the police officer. They'll have one location to help get the child back to the parent safely. But all of those videos and all those tips are online on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
Key thing, remember what your child is wearing. That's always a really good thing. And let them know to go to a cop if they become separated from their parents. Do not be afraid of the cops. Go up to the cop. Finally, we are here in the Gulf Coast in the Mardi Gras Museum for the city of Biloxi. We want to encourage everybody to come down here. It's open every Tuesday through Saturday. Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Chad, as you walk around here, you're just looking at the history of Carnival.
Absolutely. There's years and years and years of Carnival here. There's information posted here up on the wall to dive a little deeper in that history. There's costumes dating back. I saw back into the early 90s. I might have seen. There's one behind you here from 1978. That's the year I was born. Well. Sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody. But yeah. So yeah, 1978 is about as far back as I see here. There may be more here, but there's a lot to look at. There's a lot to see, and it's purple, green, and gold. It's Mardi Gras. It's Les Bon Temps Roulet. Come down and see it.
Oh. And they even have one room in the back where I believe you can try on a little bit of the costumes, the headpieces and stuff like that, and take pictures. So you can be part of it.
That was our special edition of the Mardi Gras program for this week. We also want to let people know we have a number of other issues that we're dealing with in Biloxi. We're continuing to make progress on the infrastructure work in East Biloxi. There is a two-minute video of progress. Is that the only progress we got? 2 minutes? But there's a video of progress on there to tell you where we are, what we've done in the past week, what we're doing right now, and what's coming up next week. Another big thing that we're dealing with right now is railway crossings. There have been 6 of them that have been identified by the city. We're going to have a public hearing coming up in March where there can be some citizen input. As Mayor Gillage said, it's all about safety when it comes to these rail crossings. Anything else?
Just to make sure you can go, all of our information updated, like you said, of the infrastructure work. We even have pictures at times of work that's going on that we post on the City of Biloxi Facebook page. So make sure you check out that and you can see some of the progress. And like I said, go to our website for any information to stay up to date. And you can sign up for our B-mail, which you can also do off of our website. Click on the little B in the top right corner. And that way you will get information sent directly to your email box. And you'll find out the latest information, latest happenings in the City of Biloxi.
And also, Vincent, I thought you were prolific on WLOX as we talked about the return of passenger service here on the coast.
We're still a couple of years away, to be perfectly honest, before we get Amtrak, but we've got the Hard Rock, we've got Beau Rivage, we've got IP and a number of hotels and the MGM Park. We have the multimodal train station, we've got the rail, we've got the ticket counters, we have everything but what?
Just the platform for them to stop at. And those steam locomotives, but we'll have to fight over that. But we will get that platform because there is a budget being put aside. Thank you for listening to City Desk, our Mardi Gras special program for you and yours, and our very special guest, most informative and a delight to hear him speak. You are listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.